You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 10, verse 1 to 7. I saw still another mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was on his head. His face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire. He had a little book open in his hand, and he set his right foot on the sea, and his left foot on the land, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roars. When he cried out, seven thunders uttered their voices. Now, when the seven thunders uttered their voices, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, seal up the things which the seven thunders uttered, and do not write them. The angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised up his hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are in it, the earth and the things that are in it, and the sea and the things that are in it, that there should be delay no longer. But in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound, the mystery of God will be finished, as he declared to his servant, the prophet. Now, again, let me remind us that according to the book of Revelations, there are four judgments that are coming on the face of the earth, and each one contains seven judgments. We have the judgment of the seven seals, the judgment of the seven vials or seven bowls, the judgment of the seven prophets, and we also have the judgment of the seven thunders. Now, when John heard that of the seven thunders, he was not permitted to write it, so it wasn't written for us. He was asked to seal it. Now, but we are told in verse 7 that when the angel with the seventh trumpet, under the judgment of seventh trumpet, the one with the seventh trumpet, when he sounded, he said the mystery of God will be finished. But then he now added something, as he declared to his servant, the prophet. So these things are actually not hidden. They are written in the book. And if you read the next verse, which is verse 8, what was given to John was a book. He said, then the voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, go take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel who stands on the sea and on the earth. What was given to him was a book. Even in a vision, he received a book. In other words, everything about the end time, about how things will go, what we need to know, are contained in the word of God. Brethren, we must go back to the scriptures. The Christianity that has thrown the scripture away is not the Christianity of the Bible. Many things will happen to us that we will not be prepared for. We will not be aware of what is happening because we have neglected the word of God. We must know where we are in the plan of God. And the only way is to go back to the word of God. The book of Revelation was written to the church. It wasn't written to theologians that are studying eschatology. He said to the seven churches, this is a book written to you. In other words, the word of God is written for you. We must give attention to it. We must pay attention to it. Things are happening around us now that are expressly stated in the scriptures. If care is not taken, we will be like the children of Israel, like who did not know their own day of visitation. Brethren, we must go back to the study of the word of God, to walking in the true counsel of our Lord. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.